Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imna-Along, has emphasized the significance of Naga unity, asserting that it is vital for the state's progress. He said this while addressing the first day of the two-day Packtown Public Forum Sukrunye and cultural celebration as the cultural guest at Packtown yesterday. He also underscored the importance of trust and collective efforts among the Naga people. Mr. Along said, each Naga tribe possesses its own distinct culture, drawing visitors from both within the country and abroad to experience the vibrancy and cultural richness of Nagaland. The minister therefore called for the need to revive and preserve Nagaland's unique and rich culture and traditions.
Amagan naga ki culture ase itu revive kuri gina amagan itu de mom dangor hui gina amagan naga isor brahi amagan naga culture aro tradition dia ase ki bhal ase itu amagan prarthna kuri gina dui gina amagan naga state to ekdam sundur cultural aro traditional richness aro preservation amagan kuri bulage.
Encouraging the youth, he urged them to embrace the dignity of labor and work hard to explore opportunities beyond their comfort zones. The event featured competitions such as folk song, ululating, top fight, and push of war. Today, Minister for Roads and Bridges G. Kaito Aye will attend the festival as Sukrunye guest, while MLA and leader of the NPF Legislature Party, Kujoluzo Azo Nyenu, will participate as the Sukrunye host. A district-level awareness workshop on the Uttar Purv Transformative Industrialization Scheme, Unnati 2024, and export awareness was held at the Sangtamla Multipurpose Hall in Mokokchung yesterday. Gracing the workshop as special guest, Deputy Commissioner of Mokokchung, Suvise Poji, acknowledged the unique difficulties faced by entrepreneurs in Nagaland, such as its geographical isolation and inadequate infrastructure, which have traditionally hindered the successful implementation of national-level initiatives. To this, he said, Unnati 2024 is designed specifically for the Northeast and urged local entrepreneurs to take full advantage of its offerings. General Manager of the District Industries Centre, Mokokchung, B. Asangla said Unnati 2024 promote entrepreneurs as a driver of growth. Ms. Asangla therefore stressed the importance of raising awareness about existing gaps and encouraging wider participation in the region's economic activities. The Nagaland Super League, NSL, has unveiled its official logo, a symbol that captures the league's vision, cultural heritage and the unifying power of sports. The final NSL logo was inspired by the submission of Achumi Takumi and further modified and conceptualized by the NSL media team as per the advisory of the NSL governing body. The logo features several key design elements that speak to Nagaland's traditions and the spirit of the league. The shield serves as the central frame of the logo, representing the strength and resilience inspired by traditional Naga warrior shields. At the core is the mithun, the state animal of Nagaland, which embodies strength, resilience, and unity. The gold accents represent excellence, triumph, and prestige, emphasize the league's competitive stature. The deep navy blue background evokes stability, trust, and determination, reflecting the league's steadfast spirit and commitment. A football lies at the heart of the logo design, seamlessly merging the state's rich cultural heritage with its growing enthusiasm for the sport. The Nagaland Super League is set to officially launch on 28th of this month at the football turf in Chumukedima. A record-breaking 3.25 crore students, parents and teachers have registered to participate in this year's Pariksha Pe Charcha with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to the Union Education Ministry, this milestone marks a significant increase in participation, enhancing Pariksha Pe Charcha status as a nationwide movement. The registrations include a notable number of foreign students as well, further enhancing its global appeal. Prime Minister Modi's unique initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, aims to alleviate exam-related stress and transform the examination experience into a celebratory occasion. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.